Cross at the crossings, wait for the light. Go to bed early, early at night. Darling, keep healthy, don't lose a pound. Cause if I love you, then I need you. If I need you, then I want you around. Careful of matches.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today to give you health tips on a painful ailment, sore throats. Doctors call sore throats pharyngitis. That's because the back of the throat is called the pharynx, P-H-A-R-Y-N-X. And itis means something is inflamed. So if you have pharyngitis, you have a throat that is sore and swollen and hurts. Sore throats are caused by viruses or bacteria. They're contagious and can make you pretty sick. If you get one, the first thing you need to do is tell your parents. They can decide if you need to go to the doctor. If you have a high fever and lots of pain, and even white spots on your tonsils, you might have strep throat, an infection caused by bacteria. The doctor will give you antibiotics to kill the infection. Most sore throats are not strep throat. Most are caused by a virus, and antibiotics won't help. Whichever kind of sore throat you have, my tips will help you take care of yourself and help your immune system fight the infection so you get better quickly. One of the best things to do to soothe the pain of a sore throat is to gargle with salt water. Put half a teaspoon of salt in 1 cup of warm water and stir it up really well so all the salt is dissolved. Then put some of the salt in your mouth, tip your head back, and blow air out through your throat. The water will burble all around the back of your throat and make it feel moist and less painful. Gargling is fun. You can do it lots of times a day if you want, but if you've never gargled before, do not try it unless your parents are there to help you. Another good medicine for a sore throat is chicken broth. It has proteins and minerals that are good for your immune system. Drink it from a mug. It's warm and salty. It will perk you up and make your throat feel better. Though I know this is probably boring, drink lots of water. It helps your body fight the infection and keeps your throat moist. Herbal tea is also excellent for throat pain. Throat coat tea has two of my favorites, licorice root and slippery elm. If you sweeten your tea with honey, it will feel extra good on your sore throat. Your parents can also buy throat lozenges for you. I like the ones made with honey and that also have licorice and slippery elm. Finally, a different sort of thing you can do to help is hydrotherapy and throat massage. You'll want your parents to help you with this because it's a bit tricky to do by yourself. Soak a hand towel in hot water. Squeeze the extra water out and lay it on your throat and around your neck. Make sure it's not too hot so it doesn't burn you. Cover the hot, wet towel with a big dry towel. Leave the towels on for 10 minutes. Then take them off and rub your whole neck and throat with a moist, cool cloth for about 30 seconds. Then gently massage your lymph nodes, those big lumps under your jaw. Rub them softly in a circle, then run your fingers down your neck to your collarbone. This helps move the germs out of your throat and eventually out of your body. So to review, gargle with salt water, drink chicken broth, water, and herb tea, suck on lozenges, and try hydrotherapy and throat massage. Most importantly, tell your parents if you don't feel well, and never take any medicine, even natural medicine, without getting permission from your parents first. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.
Even at 90, you'll still be sound. Cause if I love you, then I need you. If I need you, then I want you around.
Dr. Starbuck's Health Tips for Kids is a production of Montana Public Radio. You can hear all the episodes and subscribe to the podcast at mtpr.org.